This is Fresh Air. Farm to Table is the name of the new album by singer-songwriter Barty Strange. It's his second album following his highly acclaimed 2020 debut, Live Forever. As a black artist operating in the indie rock space, Strange makes distinctively original music. And rock critic Ken Tucker says that where his debut showcased a highly eclectic, intense performer, his new album is even more impressive for its assurance and daring.
There's reasons for heavy hearts. This past year I thought I was broken. You look so nice in a cherry scarf. We should go to Toronto more often. I never
Barty Strange has described the music he makes as occupying, quote, this kind of weird indie alternative space. He's spoken in interviews about the difficulties of being black in the largely white world of indie rock. To judge by his songs, he's made that distinction work for him artistically. On the new album Farm to Table, he offers the song Hold the Line, which he says he wrote after seeing George Floyd's daughter speaking on television not long after her father's murder. It's a big, devastating song that starts out quiet and near hopeless.
Hold the line. Hold the line. There's a whole world of people wanna be where you're going right now. Say that, babe. See that child. Can't imagine what's running through a young man now. Again, you've taken something of mine. You're reaching for more than my life. What happened to the man with that big old smile? He's calling to his mother now.
Given voice lessons by his mother, an opera singer, when he was a kid, Strange, who was born Bartiz Cox, has been literally all over the map, born in Ipswich, England, and raised in Mustang, Oklahoma. Did a stint in the arty environs of Brooklyn, and played in hardcore bands in Washington, D.C. What he's ended up creating are artful combinations of influences that very intentionally cut across boundaries.
I can't be here lost and abandoned. Nobody asked me. I cannot stand by you. There's days that I call stranded. Nobody follows. Nobody sees what's true. There's days that I wanted to be through. And every day I toss and turn. I like the wrong without you.
If you're wondering about the album title Farm to Table, he means it literally. It's a shorthand way to summarize one version of his journey, from growing up on a farm in Oklahoma to, as he said in interviews, being at the table with other musicians he esteems. He enumerates some of those musicians by name in his song Cosigns, nodding to acts he's opened for in recent years, including Phoebe Bridgers, Courtney Barnett, and the Justin mentioned here is Justin Vernon, otherwise known as Bon Iver.
Damn, just got out the band.
for some chicks that they forgot to sing. Time to flip this transit, I think I'ma need the binge. I'm in LA, I'm with Phoebe, I'm a genius then. I'm in Chi-Town, I'm with Lucy, I just got the skin. Hit up Courtney, that's my Aussie, I already stand. I'm on FaceTime, I'm with Justin, we already friends. We already friends, we already friends. I'm on FaceTime, I'm with Justin, we already friends. I'm a thief when things get big, look, I'ma steal your fans. I'm with Martin in the mill, we grinding, making bread.
Sometimes Bartee Strange croons in one verse and raps in the one immediately after. A song might commence as an acoustic ballad and then shift gears into a furious guitar rave-up. Many of the songs on Farm to Table don't bother with choruses, except for the one or two that are nothing but choruses. Strange is at once one of the most idiosyncratic musicians and one of the most immediately charming and catchy. He may be thankful he's performing on bills with artists he admires, but I wonder if he realizes they're probably thankful this persistently adventurous artist agreed to perform on the same bill as them.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed Farm to Table by Bartee Strange. On tomorrow's show, how the Supreme Court's move to the right will transform American life. We'll talk with Adam Liptak, who covers the court for the New York Times, about the new conservative supermajority, its recent decisions on abortion, gun rights, and religion, and the case it will hear next term that could increase Republican control over voting laws. I hope you can join us.
And still I swear. Still they say black folks drinking and see, but I want you over me in the dark on a tree.
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, Joel Wolfram, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.